Tonight on the show, we tell a bunch of stories. How's everything going with the babies? Things are going good. What are dinosaurs like? Well, we get into that too. How about going for a weird flight that doesn't end up the way you hoped it would because you hoped you wouldn't have to do it at all? That's a thing. You should wear pants. There's another bit of stories. A judge is really upset at attorneys for dressing scantily clad, you might say. And a 93-year-old woman wins the alcoholic lottery. All this, your factoid, your words of wisdom, and more on tonight's episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 506 for April 16th, 2020. Violent Burp. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest and odd and crazy news from all over the planet. We are here today to jump out of an airplane carrying a package full of weird news, and we're going to parachute. It's a high altitude, low orbit, low opening. How's it? What's the thing? A halo jump.
Halo. High altitude, low opening.
Low opening. We're going to do one of those. We're going to jump out of the plane from really high up. We're going to be like, here's all your news, and we're going to throw it. And because we designed it to be like a bunch of paper airplanes, it's just going to like fly all over the world. And it's going to land on your desk. And you're going to be like, what is this? I'm trying to work from home and my kid's on top of me. And now there's odd news all over my computer keyboard. What am I supposed to do? And we're going to be like, hey, enjoy it. I'm your host, Steven. Joined as always by the amazing, the wonderful, the unbelievable, the mom, the unstoppable mom, Smashly. Hey, Smashy, how are you doing today?
I don't like being called a mom.
You shouldn't. It's rude. Actually, I don't know.
Jerk.
What do you want to be called? Like
Smashy?
Okay. Are you saying that you do not want your identity to be encapsulated by whether you have children or not? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I don't want my pelvic floor falling out my vagina to be what defines me as a human.
That's a good way to put it. No, I think that's a struggle, man. Like, when you become a parent, you're like, I don't want to be dad today. I just want to be Steven today. And that would be good. But it doesn't happen very often. It seems like you're swimming upstream. You know?
No, we went whitewater rafting once, and we had to go upstream at the end of it. It was really weird, because you go downstream, and then you fight the current on like the placid part. And so when you get out of the water, your arms are like, and they're like, okay, now pick up the ducky and carry it up 450 billion stairs. And I'm like,
so you say, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Where would we go with that? That analogy somewhere.
I don't know.
Anyway,
oh, I was going to yell at you because you got yummy food.
Should I not have done that?
No, I'm just jealous.
You should be. It was so good. At some point we're going to get the DoorDash is going to infect us. So don't worry too much about it.
So tell me about, cuz you had mentioned that you request them to leave it at the door, and often they do not.
Well, tonight they did. They actually didn't knock or ring the doorbell or anything. I don't know how long the food was sitting there before we went out and got it. So it was like, "Oh, they didn't we've had two people knock at the door and then hand it to us, unmasked and ungloved, as I talked about on Staring at Goats last night, available on your favorite podcasting service, Staring at Goats. But I've had another one, you know, ring the doorbell and leave it, and I caught him walking away, and I was like, thanks, man, appreciate it. This one, ninja delivery, just sat it there and walked off. No knock, no door ringing, nothing. And we're tipping good, you know, you'd hope that we got, like, you know, first class, ringing the bell, making sure everybody got what they needed. Okay, cool. I'm out.
Maybe. So I did see a video of like two chicks in, I think it was New York City, where they lowered a cardboard box out of the window. And when they, and so it had the tip in it. And so they just exchanged the food for the tip. But if you come and try to deliver, then you don't get a tip.
Oh, that's interesting.
Kind of awful.
I don't think I'd do the cardboard box from the second floor thing. That feels a little extreme.
Well, they didn't have to leave their apartment.
Well, yeah, they could stay in their apartment. Now, that's a good idea. Yeah. It's like a pulley system. You know?
Yeah. But I wonder if there's like some way you could like put a basket at the front with a little note that says, "Yell loudly twice. Give us your best goat imitation. Tips in the box. Please leave food."
Oh, that'd be cool. If you could like do a little dance and I'll give you $7 more. You know? Actually, I feel like that's
it's inappropriate. I don't know. All I can think of is Jury when he's trying to get people to stop trolling. Just be like, give me your best goat impression that will let me. I mean, I don't know. What would make somebody delivering laugh?
I don't know that anyone laughs anymore. I think that's what we're here for. You know what makes them laugh? Listening to horseshoes and hand grenades on their deliveries. I'm fraying a little bit, Smash. I'm not going to lie. This has been going and I'm starting to, I've had a day. You ever have those days where you just kind of look back at pictures of yourself and you have memories and you're like, oh, wow, I did stuff. Like, I could go places. I remember that concert. And then, like, everywhere you have been, you think about it, like, can I ever do that again? Like, can I ever?
Yeah.
And then I hear, like, oh, theaters are going to be unable to reopen because they're out of money. I'm like, what does that mean? What do you mean they can't come back? Like, they started from nothing before, right? How can they not just start working again? But, I mean, really, like,
well, they're not. They're not giving out small business loans anymore, right? Like, aren't they just like out of money for that? So
I don't know. I don't know where. I mean, let's be serious. If you can print, I'm not going to talk about it. The whole money printer issue, but it's out there somewhere. It's just, can you get it? I don't know. But yeah, like I was thinking about. I got tickets to a concert in August 8th. I bought them because I'm really excited about that show. And I'm like, I don't know if I can go. And if they do have it, how comfortable am I going to be sitting next to anybody? I don't know.
Social distancing. The concert halls are going to have to be like massive with like 50 exits from now on.
Yeah. And like, and buffer seating will be built into the ticket purchase. Yeah. Like you have to buy a buffer seat.
You have a couch. Like everybody has, and you have to stay in the middle of your couch.
Yeah, like you don't want to be around anybody. There's no more sharing a cup holder at the movie theater like that. You don't want put your cup in somebody else's cup holder. Oh man, it's a wild. I've just been in that headspace lately of the not regret. What do you call it when you regret something that hasn't happened yet?
Oh, there's a German phrase for that and a Japanese phrase.
For when like you feel like you're going to be
melancholy
sad about, yeah, sure. That sounds
wistfulness.
Right. A FOMO.
Fear of missing out. Yeah.
FOMO. Okay, yeah, I've got the FOMO related to how much we're inside. That's what the problem is. If I was in college, I'd be like, this is the greatest life. And I just sit inside and order food and play WoW. But that's not my life now.
That like high school, this would have been cool. I'd be like, well, can't go outside. And I don't have any responsibilities, and I'm just gonna play video games because literally, what else is there to do?
Yeah, it's a little bit
they
different.
They did say
now.
That like even after like everything kind of gets, you know, we get the vaccine up and running, and all the tests have been done, and it doesn't turn everybody into zombies, that there will be like months out of the year probably where you have to practice social distancing, so this may be the norm for a while, like a couple months out of every year. And I'm just like, okay, but then we could plan for it, right? So okay, everybody, let's all live in the same house for a month.
It's like everybody get together,
like then when you get sick of each other, everybody just go home, no harm, no foul, right?
Yeah, I do have this hope, though. You know how things happen, and it's like, it is the worst of times. And then, like, 6 months later, everybody's like, wait, what, when? What were we talking? Oh, yeah, I remember when that happened. Like, you remember when the oil rig blew up in the Gulf, and, like, there was oil everywhere? And everybody lost it for, like, a month. They're like, permanent damage to the entire universe. The black holes have been created under the ocean. We're all going to suffer and die. Turtles are starting to rise up and kill us. Cancer is walking onto Florida shores and infecting everybody. And we all thought it was, like, doom. And now we're just kind of like, oh, yeah, remember that? We cleaned that up. That's all right now. You know, like, I have this hope that we'll have some of that at some point. Like, even a year from now, we'll be like, dang, that was tough times, but good thing we're good now. You know what I mean?
The capacity to forget. So I think it was like a Batman episode or something. And they were talking about, like, somebody said, what's the greatest feeling a human can experience? And I can't remember if I thought this or if the thought was on whatever I was watching and it put it into my head, but it was like relief.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach hurts, I'm going to die. Like, you know, when Steven drinks too much magnesium and he's sitting on the toilet in constant amount of pain, but then he gets off the toilet, he's like, I got to tell people this. That was funny.
Yeah.
Right? But it's that relief, like, because you forget. That's why women get pregnant more than once.
Yeah.
So that relief is that. So relief from this is going to be like the best feeling, but it's because of that, it's so easy to go down the forgetfulness bunny trail.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's the massive stomach ache before the completely that you're the diarrhea you're thankful for. You know what I mean? You know when you have your guts just about to explode, then you finally poop and you're like, oh gosh, I'm so much better now.
That's what my kid looks like, because when he starts making a certain face, I'm like, you're about to crap your pants, aren't you?
Because yeah. Like, that's a wonderful face.
I told Jacob, I'm like, he makes this little O face, and Jacob's like, well, that's gonna be confusing when he's a teenager.
Okay, I got a joke for you I heard on the internet today. Oh, it's not Lord. An original joke, it's just a joke I heard and I want to share it. This lady is out by a farm, and there's a farmer nearby, and she had stopped her car to get out and look at the cows, and she sees a cow and she says, why does that cow not have any horns? It's, you know, it's a bull or whatever. Why does it not have any horns? And the farmer comes over. He said, well, ma'am, there's a handful of reasons that you wouldn't have a bull wouldn't have horns. Sometimes they're a hornless breed, like an Angus. No horns on an Angus. Or, you know, sometimes they get old and they get real sensitive and we have to cut their horns off so that, you know, they don't touch them on anything and get real agitated. And sometimes we go ahead and we disable their horns when they're first born. We'll put some acid on their little nubs and it'll keep their horns from growing. But the reason that particular horse doesn't have, or a particular cow doesn't have any horns, is because it's a horse. jacked it up, but it was good anyway.
I was going to say, like, you got down to the wire.
Oh,
three
man.
Words early.
I heard that one today and it made me laugh. It made me laugh so
that
good.
Particular cow doesn't have any horns because it's a horse. Yeah, head gamer, when your horns get sensitive, I'm like,
what's going on here? I got another one. I don't know if I can tell it right, but I got another one. So a guy's driving down the road about 45 miles per hour and he sees a chicken up ahead. And it's running along at a pretty good clip, and he gets up to it, and it's nearly beside him, so he speeds up to 55, and the chicken goes flying by him. And he notices that the chicken's got three legs, and it takes a turn, and it goes down this dirt road, and he pulls off, and he chases it, and it goes into this farm and runs off. But there's a farmer standing outside. He goes, did you see that chicken? And the farmer goes, yeah, I raised that chicken. You raised a chicken with three legs? Yeah, I raised a chicken with three legs. Don't you like drumsticks? And the guy goes, I do. And he said, does your wife like drumsticks? She does. Well, when you have a guest, you need three drumsticks, don't you? And he goes, well, yeah, I suppose. Are they any good? And the guy goes, no, never been able to catch one.
I like that one.
Stupid. I love it.
I like that one. That was good. I don't know. Never been able to catch one.
Oh, I'm not the best joke teller, but I had a good time with that one.
I like that. I cannot tell a joke for shit all. Like, I wreck it. Like, your horse thing was a minor slip up. I would have said horse at the beginning.
Like, this woman looks at this horse. I mean, cow.
I mean, yeah, shit. Never mind.
Just hang it up.
Yep, nope, we're done. I'm so bad. It's like my brain goes down. Jacob told me a story today. And I latched onto this little tidbit in his story, and he stood there and looked at me. He goes, that's what you took out of what I just told you. And I'm like, look.
That sounds
my
like
head is a hallway, right? Like, and what you're telling me is a door at the end of the hallway. And I just, you know, you're guiding me down the hallway. I just need to get to the door. However,
The hallway is lined with other doors, and some of them are shiny, some of them are neon, some of them are cracked halfway open, some of them smell good on the inside, some of them have free cookies. And so, like, if I can make it most of the way down the hallway, just take it.
Just be okay with this. I mean,
just...
It's how you play a video game. You're playing Zelda, and it's like the quest leads you ahead, and you're like, oh, I'm going to barrel roll into this slight change in discoloration in the texture on the wall for 6 hours.
Stephanie and I play very differently.
Oh, gosh. You guys, watching them play Link, Ocarina of Time, back when, you know, you used to see like a discoloration in a texture and it meant something, they would like barrel roll or do a little dodge roll thing into... these little black spots in the corner of like two walls that touch. I'm like, that's just a texture. It's not a secret. No, I think I get in there. And they'd hit it and they'd throw things, like whatever you could do.
Vomit.
And just, no, it's like, no, that's not, please move on. You're killing me.
Yay.
That's Yay. Pretty good. Factoid of the week. In 1842, the English naturalist Sir Richard Owen coined the term dinosauria, derived from the Greek dinos, meaning fearfully great, and sauros, meaning lizard. Well, that's cool. So fully, fearfully wicked? Great lizard.
I fell like down a rabbit hole of dinosaur facts because of that.
I love dinosaurs, man. Like, I think they're cool. You know, I wish that I could, like, ride one.
So I ended up finding out information about a Utah raptor, and I vaguely remember Jacob telling Sam that that was his favorite dinosaur when Sam was obsessed with dinosaurs. And I'm like, no, I had no idea what it was. So, like, a 2-ton bird chicken monster with 9-inch claws roaming around. I'm like, nope, that makes the T-Rex look stupid.
That's what the Utah raptor is? They're that big?
They're enormous. They were huge, and they were apparently covered in feathers. I mean, it was basically like if there was just a giant emu with kind of a lizard face.
I like it. Well, I thought Utah raptors were what they based the velociraptors on in Jurassic Park, right? They're that big, yeah? Or are they bigger?
Well, so it's a type of raptor.
Okay.
But there are other raptors. But the one they based the velociraptors on Jurassic Park were like the size of turkeys. They just
right.
embiggened them.
They made them larger. Yeah, yes. Utah raptors. Yeah, because velociraptors are actually, they were really small.
Raptors.
You can completely, you can find ways to apologize for Jurassic Park on those things. Because it's like, you know, they could have modified any dinosaur they wanted to look like people wanted them to look, right? I mean, that was the whole point of Jurassic World, is we can make dinosaurs. And so people are like, oh, well, Jurassic Park's so inaccurate because feathers, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, as they knew it at the time, dinosaurs didn't have feathers, so they made dinosaurs without feathers because they didn't know they needed to make sure there were feathers.
They used CRISPR.
Yeah, and they put frog DNA in it, and that could have jacked up everything. As we all know, they were all female, yet... life found a way.
That's such a good, like, that's seriously such a good movie. Like, it's just I wank on about it all the time, but it's such a good, quotable, wonderful movie.
Better than wanking off about it. World news! I mean, to be fair, it was inaccurate at the time. We just didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I was always wrong. I just didn't know I was wrong. And that's, there's a difference. Is that worse?
I mean, once you find out you're wrong.
That's the key.
And then they, you know, Jurassic World hurt my feelings.
Jurassic World and Jurassic World 2 both bothered me. Just didn't have it. Whatever it is.
Just stuck on the teat of nostalgia that hard. Like, you're going to get nipple chafing. Damn.
Yeah, stop sucking your teats. Give us something real. Well, this isn't a movie show, but Colin Trevorrow hasn't done much that I've liked since Safety Not Guaranteed. And I don't know why people keep giving him things to do. I don't get it.
I haven't seen that.
He almost did a Star Wars, and that would have been real wonky. I don't know if I'd trust him with a Star War.
What has he done?
He did Jurassic World, and then he helped write Jurassic World 2, which... was not most of the problem. And then they were like, we're giving Colin Trevorrow Star Wars, and they were gonna let him do Star Wars Episode 9. And then I was like, then they were like, oh, never mind, JJ's gonna do it. I was like, oh, thank you. JJ might make it a popcorn movie, but it'll be a darn fun popcorn movie. And then everybody hates Star Wars now, so whatever.
Everybody's so why like, did they give the same person like all three of them to complete an arc? I didn't really understand that.
Because JJ only wanted to do one, or they would have given him all three, and then he made the foolish decision of not doing two, and now it's tonally insane between the three of them. You watch the first one, you're like, that was popcorn fun. It was the same movie as A New Hope, but man, was it at least nostalgic and cool. And then two is like, well, this is the most dark philosophical Star Wars you've ever seen since Return of the Jedi. And then they were finally like, okay, maybe we should do something else. And then JJ comes back and he's all like, you know, you could basically skip episode eight, like, and not even watch it, and nothing matters. And here we are, yay! And then I'm sitting there giddy, like throwing my popcorn everywhere, like, this is such an exciting Star Wars movie. And I walked out with a big old fat smile on my face and loved every minute of it. Sorry, Groove.
It did hurt when they killed off Homeboy.
Don't
I was like, ow.
Don't spoil anything. I freaking There's loved so episode homeboys. 9 and I am unapologetic about it. I was a big old grinning giddy idiot the whole time. And that was fine by me.
I feel like I haven't watched a movie in a while that So Train to Busan.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that was a movie that I watched that I'm just like, holy. Like, that was some, yay, Kelly, thank you for the cheers. That was for you, though, Steven.
She gave me those cheers.
Yes.
They my cheers. Groove is all caps. He's so upset.
He was so bitter.
You can totally feel however you want, and it's valid, and we love you anyway.
Well, but like, even though, like, they were good movies. Like, it was so funny, because we started that panel off by going, yeah, that was a good movie, and then like we spent 3 hours bashing it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, wait a minute, did we like it or did we not? But like, Train to Busan's probably been the last movie I can think of that I watched, and I'm just like, that was so good.
Yeah.
Like emotionally, it was great. Tonally, it was great. The characters weren't archetype, like. Stereotype, like, it was just, yeah. It was good. It was a good movie, and I feel like that's hard to find anymore. Like, I love popcorn movies,
yeah.
I also don't want everything to be tied to everything else all the time anymore.
Yeah, I think there's a level of exhaustion with the interconnected universes. Like, Endgame was a wonderful stamp on an incredible 10 years that
yeah.
breaks me in half every time I watch it in various ways. And it's amazing. But yeah, there's a certain amount of like, sometimes you just want to sit and watch a movie and be like, oh, that's stupid but fun. And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Not everything has to be so heavy. Onward, man, that tore my heart out. That was a beautiful movie. I have so much love for that thing. It's great.
People keep asking me, and people are being so sweet and so wonderful and like reaching out to me, and like my female friends are like, look, if you're having issues, if you're struggling, if you're sad, if you're this, if you're that, you know, baby blues, postpartum, yeah, please talk to me or talk to somebody. And I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I'm like, I would like to sleep for 8 hours at a time, but I mean, that's literally my only complaint. Like, everything yeah. else is great.
Man, but, if that's your only, over here, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and then Jacob's, like, bawling at the birth of our child, and, like, I walk into the, because Onward, I got bored, and, like, I think I went and took a shower or something, and I come back, and Jacob's just, like, I could tell something was wrong, and I look at him, like, are you crying? He goes, you didn't see the end! You don't understand! And then he started crying and telling me about the ending, and I'm like,
it was what? So good, dude. It was. I cried so much. It was wonderful. But yeah, it has maybe a dad brother kind of hook to it. But I'm shocked that you got up and got bored, because it was very cool D&D-ish wizard stuff going on. I ate that movie up. Ate it up.
I think it was because I was super tired.
Nah,
that
probably
night.
Do it. Yeah, wrong mood will do a lot for wrecking a movie for you.
Yeah.
You know?
It was, yeah. I feel like I wanted it to be something it wasn't too.
That yeah, that'll mess you
more
up.
D&D, less unicorn raccoons.
Oh man. Loved it. Loved it. It was great for me. I had a thought about a movie. Oh, They just announced Doctor Strange 2 is going to be directed by Sam Raimi. And I'm so excited.
I saw you guys were talking about that in Discord.
I'm going to die because that means Bruce Campbell's going to be in it somewhere. And it's just going to be, it's supposed to be a horror movie. So I'm just, I can't even tell you how excited I am. So pumped. But did I say world news already? I think I did. And then we went back.
I think you played the music.
I did play the music. Okay, well, let's do some news then. Man accidentally ejects himself from fighter jet during surprise flight. Whoopsie.
Wait, what?
For the people in the back. Man accidentally ejects himself from fighter jet during a surprise flight. A surprise outing in a fighter jet unnerved one defense company executive so much he accidentally ejected himself while flying at over 500 kilometers an hour. An investigation into the debacle in France has found.
France.
320 miles per hour, you guys. He ejected himself. The 64-year-old civilian got the most unwelcome ride of his life after the force of the takeoff made him float off his seat, causing him to stand up and involuntarily grab the ejection handle to steady himself. Oh, no. Air accident investigators found a series of errors in the lead-up to the incident, including ignored medical warnings that the passenger should not undergo the 3.7G of force generated by the takeoff, and loose seat straps that allowed him to float up. He also lost his helmet while being ejected. I don't know that I would be alive. I would just have a heart attack and be dead. There would be no left.
You just poop all the way down?
Yeah. Yes, I would poop. There would just be chemtrails, somebody would yell as they looked up, and it landed directly on their face. The man had never expressed, this is the crazy part. I read this earlier this week, so spoiler alert, I already know. The man had never expressed any desire to fly in a fighter jet and had no previous military aviation experience. His heart was racing at between 120 and 140 beats per minute beforehand. The flight had been a gift from colleagues, and the man felt he couldn't refuse. The air accident report published on April 6 found the man ejected himself when the two-seater Dassault Rafale B jet reached about 1,300 feet seconds after setting out from the Saint-Dizier air base in northeastern France in March 2019. His parachute deployed, and he had a relatively soft landing in a nearby field. Before being taken to the hospital. A malfunction prevented the pilot from being automatically ejected, too, and he was able to land the plane on the runway despite the involuntary departure of his passenger and the loss of canopy. That's some skill. Homeboy was in a fighter jet, lost his canopy, and still landed the plane. But he had a malfunction in his seat, so if the plane had to go down, he'd have been screwed. What? Like, this is insane. Judicial and defense investigations in the demonstration flight were continuing. So they don't have any more information than that. But in this is the best advice you can give somebody. If you don't want to fly in a plane, do not let people put you in the plane. Bad idea.
I don't like... Safo's like, I would hesitate. I'd be like, strap me in, bitches! I don't know. Crap all! I'm gonna pull this thing.
I'd be like, nope. My feet might as well be bolted to the ground right now because you are not moving me near that plane. I will punch you.
That would be so much fun. I mean, if I could do it with like out throwing up.
Yeah, I don't want to throw up. If you throw up in one of those planes, it's just not good. Well, it's all the floaty stuff. Like, can't do the floaty stuff. I'll just vomit. Everywhere. It's just not okay.
And I've thrown up more in the last 9 months than I have like all through college, because I threw up 3 times while I was delivering. And I remember just, and they give you like a clear bag too, which is gross. I remember thinking, I even said like I would throw up, and it was just water at that point. But like, so it was just clear. So I was just filling up, and I'm just like, I was trying not to laugh, but I'm like, gross. I'm like, I don't want everybody to see my pee and my throw up. Like, I don't give a crap that I'm naked, but like,
The inside juices should not be seen.
Those should stay inside, not outside.
B-hyphen, hi!
Hey, B-hyphen, long time no see, homie. So good you're here. I'm not allowed to throw up. Stephanie gets really upset at me because my entire body gets into it, and like my guts want to just completely come out of my face. I'm one of those like blood vessels popped all over my eyeballs. Yeah, it's just. She's like, you sound like you're trying to actually just cough your intestines up out of your mouth, and it's the worst sound in the world. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. That's why I avoid it so much. I can like count on one hand the amount of times I've thrown up in my adult life, you know? Like, do not do it. I refuse. I will sit there and suffer. I'll be like, it's going to come out the other end the way it's supposed to.
I will say having all... So throwing up while you're pregnant and in labor, completely different, like, not mechanism. It's just very... You don't get the whole body throw up. Like, you throw up and you're like, okay, let's continue on just, with my teeth.
It's like a violent burp.
Yes! That's a real... Can that be the show title?
Violent burp. Yeah, sure.
I was at the DAR meeting, and I went and threw up, and I'm like, okay. And then I went, like, back to the meeting, because it's, like, everything's up here, so it's not like a... Like a... Bleh, it's just a... Yeah!
It's... Yeah. Well, it's...
like a goat.
It's there's less distance for everything to travel, so it's already halfway up your throat, so you might as well, like... What difference does it make? My stomach's already like basically in my chest cavity, so let's get this.
I'm surprised it didn't like what's the sea cucumber where they just like shoot their intestines out their mouth and then suck it back up.
I thought this was isn't that how starfish eat? They go blah and just throw their stomach on top of things, like, pull it back in.
Sea creatures are just so effing weird, man.
You know, I bet they say the same about us. You know. They're out there in the water going, what the crap are these people doing having to pick things up and put it in their mouth? We just throw our stomach onto it and then slurp it back in.
Oh, yeah, there's that that weird thing that looks like a, it's like a worm, but it looks like it's shooting out other worms, like mold or something. And then it, whatever, guys, shut up. Go watch.
Small town news. The Cthulhu creature grabbed him by the face.
It is. It's a thing. I don't know how to Google that creature that throws up worms to eat.
I believe that would probably. Oh, a flurkin. That's right. Zapho says it's a flurkin.
Yes, very similar to it, except it crawls over the stuff instead of just like being airborne worms.
Gross. Flurkin.
Jesus, this is so dumb. Police department reminds residents to wear pants while checking mailbox and not to read titles in a weird accent that they commit to, even though it started out as a lark.
It's been a long time, Robin Leach, since we've chatted.
Lifestyles of the rich and, oh, the guillotine.
Wait, what?
I like lost my mind yesterday and I was yelling. I was talking to Jacob, but I'm like, at what point are we going to rise up and just French Revolution the shit out of these bastards? Talking about our government.
Oh, I thought you might be talking about your neighbors. What?
No. Like,
I'm kidding.
When your government holds things hostage that belong to you because you have paid for it via tax dollars, and your government wants you to be whatever. I'm just like, just across the board, let's just freaking behead everybody and start again. I felt very justified in my rant.
You can rant all you want, anytime you want.
We don't get political.
I'm not
small
doing it.
Police department in Maryland has reminded residents to wear pants while checking the mail. Yet another sign that many people working during stay-at-home orders are dressed casually, if they're getting dressed at all. I had to check the notes. This is so a judge, because they have, you know, like Zoom meetings for trials and stuff now. A judge had to tell his lawyers, because one of them was in bed under the covers while they were having pre-trial hearings, and one of them was at her pool, like in a bikini, and he's like, guys, you're professionals, you're working, and you will not wear a bikini to my like, the judge was pissed.
I would imagine so.
Like, not like I wouldn't even do a meeting from under my freaking covers.
No, no, you gotta, at some point you need to go sit somewhere and have your setup and everything be where it's supposed to be, you know?
Like, if you don't want to do, like, the full makeup and the glasses, Joel, what's up? I just saw the thing
dude,
in the chat.
Dude, Fast Eddie and Joel are in the chat. It's like a throwback to 15 years ago.
Like, yay! It's
crazy.
Hi, guys!
Going up in here.
Blocking the chat, and I just saw it pop up on your side of the screen.
All the cool kids. This is awesome.
Yay! I got so, but yeah, wear pants. Please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning.
That's the most passive aggressive. Like,
on Facebook. They posted on Facebook.
I hate police and Facebook need to not have this relationship. It really is, though. It's like, you know who you are. We're not going to actually tell you yourself because it would embarrass everyone. So we're just going to say, if you're doing this, Hartzell House, if you're doing this, you go ahead and stop doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
are they full naked?
I mean, no. I mean, do you think they got their doodles hanging out and just like chilling, just walking by?
I don't know. Because they're like, who, like, if I saw somebody walking around in their underwear,
I wouldn't be as offended. Like, yeah, it's underwear. They wear more intense stuff to the beach. Intense? That's not what the word is.
Circus fires.
No, I, yeah, man. So I was thinking about this, telling everybody instead of telling one person. I worked for a company at one point that was getting reports that some people weren't doing their job. Like, some contractors were not, actually didn't seem to be doing any work. And so they sent out a thing that said, so we need you to do some self-evaluation. If you're doing good, you're doing good, and you've got nothing to worry about. And I'm like, are you really, you don't know who's doing work and who's not, so you don't really know who to talk to. So you're just going to tell everybody to do better. Yeah. Like, this is bad management. This is not good.
But wait, where was this?
At a job I had once.
Oh.
Kmart.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Hammer Dwarf contractors, not me contracting. You know it.
When you said contractors, and all I could think of is somebody like hanging out on scaffolding, like with their hammer hanging out of their pants, smoking a cigarette and like eating a ham sandwich.
Oh no, these are like IT contractors, the worst kind. Raise your hand if you've been an IT contractor. Do.
Michael Scott School of You know what? Michael Scott was such a brilliant manager because he couldn't manage, so everybody was just responsible for themselves. And I love that message so much.
That the company worked even with him, despite him being there.
Yeah. And like, whenever somebody else would take over and actually begin to manage those people, like, everything fell apart.
Yeah, it would break the system. Idris Elba coming on and doing his thing was great. I'm like, this guy's about to wreck everything.
Why did he take that role in Cats?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Why
anybody...
did anybody take that role in Cats? Like, I will probably never watch the movie unless I get really, really drunk.
So Les Miserables was good. Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe and stuff. Like, Les Miserables was pretty good. It's the same director who decided to do Cats. He just could have picked anything but Cats, and that would have done better. Like, people didn't understand Cats in 94 when Cats was, like, big time on Broadway. They definitely don't understand Cats now. And, like, I mean, I'm sure it attracted a lot of the furry population. No offense to furries, but, I mean, if you're into looking at people that are fuzzy,
I am curious. Like, did that have an appeal to like to furries? Because
I'm curious about it. I don't know. It seems like it would, kind of like Robin Hood, the Disney animated film with the foxes, does. I mean, everybody's kind of attracted to those foxes, though.
I feel like reaching out to a couple people and being like, okay, because I know, like, if there was a movie about werewolves. wolves that a couple of our buddies would be like, I'ma watch that from a furry perspective. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know about cats.
I don't know either. I know cats has looked weird. That's what I do know for sure. I felt like I was watching naked people, but they weren't really naked. And like, you look at it and you're like, there's people don't have clothes on, so there should be wieners, and there aren't wieners. And they're not Alan Rickman in Dogma, so I don't really know what I'm seeing.
the metronome.
The metronome. Metrican? Oh. What's this? Metadrone? Metatron. It's because I kept thinking he sounds like a Transformer. Megatron.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, that's Megatron.
Megatron. That was what his name was. Travis knows, probably. Metatron.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there we go. The butthole version of cats. I remember. Yeah, that came out online just recently. Somebody actually went and put buttholes on all the cats. More accurate.
I watched the Honest trailer for Cats, and they just sang throughout the entire thing because they're like, we're deeply, deeply sorry. But this is what she, and then they have like the butthole censored. I'm like, do you remember Origami Cats?
No. At all. That's the wrong name.
Where they put the cats in the glass jars, and they're like, we seal their buttholes with super glue, and you never have to feed them. They're like in a self-contained.
What? This sounds like as bad as Pickle Fingers or whatever.
It was a complete troll site. But the whole thing was you could buy a cat in like a fishbowl. And, you know, it stays in the fishbowl. It lives its whole life in the fishbowl. And it's just a cute. So what they did, there was a picture of cats like climbing into fishbowls. And they would just take a picture. And they'd be like, because, you know, cats are dumb and they climb into stuff.
Yeah.
I can't.
If I fit.
Bonsai. Bonsai cats.
But I don't. I'm Googling God. It. Is there more story to read or?
No.
Bonsai kitten.
Bonsai kitten. Yes. Like, that's, oh my it. God. But like, I remember people were losing their mind over this site. Like, absolutely just. And I went and clicked on it because I was really curious. And you click on it, and the first thing you hear is meow.
Oh my, and I'm like, gosh. This is amazing. Can I read what, like, the first word of the Wikipedia on Bonsai Kitten? Bonsai Kitten was a hoax website that claimed to provide instructions on how to raise a kitten in a jar so as to mold the bones of the kitten into the shape of the jar as the cat grows, much like how a bonsai plant is shaped. That's amazing. And people thought this was real?
Oh, people were up in arms. Because I remember, this is my first, like, introduction to the internet as, like, a troll. Like, because I had never been trolled before. And so people were just so mad. And so, like, I go to this website to check it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And like, I started reading and I'm like, guys, this is fake. No, it's not. They don't super glue the cat's butthole together, guys. It meows. No, it's real.
That's really funny. You can't, if it eats, it has to poop. That's what we learned from our poop book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If it eats, it poops. It's Einstein's fourth law or whatever.
Don't make me laugh, I'll pee.
Newton's law is one of Newton's several laws.
Newton's poops.
Yeah, Newton poops. Next story. Newspaper left untold. Florida judge says, get out of bed, get dressed for Zoom hearings. Wait, you were just telling us this story.
Oh, no. Did I really?
Yep.
Crap, I haven't scrolled down. Jacob's going to kill me.
He's already killed you. You're already dead. You just don't know it yet.
No, I scrolled. I'm like, no, it's not it. I just saw Florida. And I'm like, nope, that's not it.
He's been sharpening the old Kaiser blade in there ever since you started talking.
Oh, no.
It's fine. Yeah, this is details. A Florida judge has one request for attorneys showing up for court hearings via Zoom. Get out of bed and put on some clothes. Broward Circuit Judge Dennis Bailey made the plea in a letter published by the Weston Bar Association. It is remarkable how many attorneys, it's in all caps, so I'm going to say it like that, attorneys appear inappropriately on camera, Bailey said in the letter. One male lawyer appeared shirtless and one female attorney appeared still in bed, still under the covers. Bailey isn't making any exceptions for lawyers lounging in the Florida sunshine either. Since courthouses shut down on March 16th to help slow the coronavirus pandemic, Broward County's judicial system has held about 1,200 Zoom meetings involving some 14,000 participants. Bailey, for one, said he won't hold a complicated trial over the video conferencing site given the technology's shortcomings. You mean talking over each other constantly and going, oh, wait, oh, no, you go ahead. I know you do it. Sorry.
There should be like a buzzer system or like a baton system.
Everybody passes a conch, like your turn.
Or a moderator, yeah.
On my Wednesday morning Zoom meetings that I have now, we just all sit and stare at each other. So how's everybody doing? You want to just go around the table? Sure. We all just stare because there's like five of us. So we just look at each other and I go, well, I'll go because I like to talk. And, you know, if given the opportunity, I'll say words.
Same.
Yeah, I'm like, this silence is awkward. I'm going to go ahead and break it for us. And if it happens again, I'll break it again because I'm a silence breaker, baby.
I'm a silence breaker.
Often lawyers are not looking at their screens, but down at their files, their outlines and notes are simply out the window and cannot see the judges hollering, stop, stop, because an objection has been made and the audio stays with the witness rather than obeying the judge, he said. Oh, so their audio is they're having audio issues where the judge has muted himself on accident. He's like, I'm hold you all into contempt. And they're like, I didn't hear that. Now I'm in jail.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't. Bullshit.
Yeah, there is a lot of like plausible deniability when it comes to Zoom meetings, particularly in a legal situation. You're like, oh, well, it was muted, so I didn't hear it, so I can't be held accountable. Well, you can. Ignorance is not whatever. What do you say when you're like speeding, when you're going 75 into 55 because you didn't see the sign?
You're still beholden to the law, even if you don't know.
Man, that really sucks. Like, especially if it's an obscure law, like, you know, those weird laws they have, like don't park your giraffe next to a parking meter.
Is that a problem you often have, Steven?
No, but I think it's a Florida law. Like, you can't park your giraffe in the city street or something. I don't know. You know those ridiculous laws every state has that need to be removed.
A chimpanzee can't smoke in Missouri on Sundays.
Yeah, in Alabama, you can beat your wife, but only on the courthouse steps on Sunday. That's a real one.
I wonder how many people like did that, because if I saw somebody beating their wife, like they would not fare well.
No, public opinion would do what it needed to do, I think. I don't know.
I'm going to beat you with my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you have people going, how about you stop that? And he's like, completely legal. Come at me, bro. And maybe, I mean, has anyone done that? Do we know of anyone who's exploited some of these crazy laws? We should find out.
I mean, it's legal for women to be topless in North Carolina, but I don't see many topless women in North Carolina.
And it's never the ones you want either.
It's so funny that you said that.
It's always like, my grandma's 95 and she's still jogging. And you're like, oh boy. She just doesn't care. It's legal. No one bothers her. Oh boy.
I did read that boobs are basically modified sweat glands.
That's fascinating. So
Steven, have you ever bent over to pick something up and had milk shoot out your nipple?
No, I can't say I have. That's one thing I haven't ever had a problem with.
It's like, I've always heard that babies crying make you lactate. I'm like, that's stupid. It's not stupid. You just look down and you're like, I just changed my damn shirt, kid. Every time he gets a diaper change, I'm like, lactation.
It's your body is no longer your own. It's like, I am driven by instinct now. Think what you will.
I mean, I'm just glad there's milk there, because it's not like you could tell until he pulls away and like down the side of his face. I'm like, good job, boobies.
Well done, mammary glands. You're keeping up. That's, you know, I mean, hey, some people very lucky and are able to do that. Some people, they just can't. And baby's like, I'm going to stay here for 7 days until I get what I need.
Lactation consultants were saying. They're like, it's really not fair how easy it is for some people versus how hard it is for some people. And I'm like,
please be easy, please be easy, please be easy, please be easy. You go in a bottle if it's not easy.
Dude, Sam had a tongue tie and a lip tie. Like, he there was no, everything about him was wrong at the get-go.
And didn't, like, you guys have, you had to go to the chiropractor, too, because he couldn't open his jaw?
His jaw was jacked. Well, that was supposedly something we, I think that was kind of quack science, personally. Oh. But our the lady who helped us was so sweet. But, like, the tongue tie was a real problem. I had that. It's hereditary. Yeah. So, like, we had to take Stephanie him and get his tongue cut. This, and yeah, he had the top lip thing, too, and we had to get that done, and that sucked. And our child spent the first 6 months of his life crying. But I'm glad you're having a great time, and I'm glad everything's going really well for you. The fact that you've been able to cook meals is just blowing my mind. Like, how? How are you doing that? Oh, because he's asleep.
I married Jacob.
When Jacob can cook. Yeah, that was a good thing. WTF section. WTF.
Yay.
It's your story.
Well, I can't hear when the music ends.
Oh, you can't hear it anymore?
No, I can hear the beginning, like, 0.15. Or, like,
you can't hear that?
No.
That's stupid. You should be able
I
to hear that.
And then I saw you lean into the mic, and I'm like,
wait,
WTF.
Can you hear this? Did you hear anything? You couldn't hear that at all? Okay, hold on. Can you hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
I did hear that.
All right. Fixed it.
I love that you ended on a two.
Yeah.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
I heard that too.
It's my favorite. I love that line so much. Congo's a great movie. Come at me, bro.
Jacob and I figured we were going to train Tater Tot's first words to be horse shit in honor of you.
That's the Chris, my favorite swear word. Oh, I love it.
93-year-old woman gets hefty light delivery after viral plea for more beer. Oh, honey, I hope that's what you wanted. A 93-year-old Pennsylvania woman received 150 beers from Molson Coors in a response to her viral plea for more beer during the state's lockdown. Reps from the beverage giant delivered 10-15 packs of Coors Light to Olive Versonis's Seminole home.
I like that was a good attempt at what that said. Olive Veronese's.
Yeah, I can't Italian.
You got this.
Italian, whatever. The senior cracked open a can of the Suds with the workers still there. That tastes pretty good, she said. Olive said she was down to her last 12 beers when a family member snapped a hilarious photo of her holding a Coors Light can on the whiteboard saying, I need more beer. I have a beer every night. You know what? Beer has vitamins in it. It's good for you as long as you don't overdo it, she said. Mark Linder, one of the Molson Coors reps, said, told the outlet he and his co-worker made sure Olive got her beer so she can continue her healthy regimen of a Coors Light a day.
I had a buddy who was prescribed beer for kidney stones. They said he needed to drink one beer a day. It was a West Virginia doctor, so who knows?
The opposite?
The hay said
like,
drink
can't
a beer.
Cause?
I hope not. I don't want a kidney stone. Sweet tea will do it. Sweet tea will cause you a kidney stone in a minute. My dad's had two of them. He has one every 20 years. Like, it's a kidney stone. This is a picture from my local grocery store. That buggy is full of Coors Light.
Oh, so, yeah, I remember you said that.
Dude in front of me, I'm like, do-do-do-do-do. Oh, my word. He has an entire buggy full of nothing but Coors Light. That's amazing.
I mean, maybe because he's at home and he doesn't want to get a divorce.
You know, there's something to that. Lots of people want to kill each other right now because they can't go anywhere. I like Stephanie, so that's the good news.
One of Jacob was emailing a friend, and the guy wrote him back, and he said, because Jacob's like, you know, how are you doing with all this? And the guy wrote back, he said, my goals in life have changed. He said, one, don't kill my kids. Two, don't get a divorce. And three, don't lose my job. Don't get fired.
Those are very important.
Like, oh my god, that's so funny.
that is a good plan. I think these days it's all about keeping things simple, maintaining relationships at the house. Like, I had to figure out what to do with Sam at some point during the day. I'm like, I think I'm going to start taking like a 1 hour block around two and go have some Salmon Daddy time. Salmon Daddy. That's our future ska band. I've already named it.
Yes.
Yeah. Salmon Daddy's going to be like, he needs to learn to play a horn instrument and that'll do it. That's really all we need.
Clarinet.
Hey, yeah. Can you play a clarinet and call it ska? I think you need a trombone or a sax. Yeah,
I guess that's technically woodwind. And by technically, I mean it is. So.
Does it have a reed in it? Because that would be woodwind, right? Yes. Yeah. Sam and Daddy. But we're going to call it Salmon Daddy.
Salmon Daddy. Yeah, you've been talking about that. What you should do is go clean out the shed together.
We should. That's a good long-term plan. Tell him
that's what he can use for his Tony Stark room.
Oh, yeah. Then I can trick him into playing a trumpet.
Yes.
that should do the trick. What was I going to say? I completely went somewhere
you're
else.
You're
going to
take 2 o'clock and make
it into Salmon Daddy time so that she gets a break like in the afternoon when she's at her most exhausted to do something else. Because really, like at this point, we're Sam's playmates all the time because he doesn't have any because they can't come over.
So depressing.
I mean, if we're doing stuff, he'll go play by himself forever. Like, he's pretty good at it. But, like, sometimes he's not good at it. Some days he's like, I don't know what to do. Can I have a snack? I'm like, no, you can't have a snack. You just ate breakfast. But I need a snack. I'm going to die. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not going to die. Bored. You're just bored. And you feel like you need to eat something because you're our child. And that's how we operate. I'm bored. I think I'll have 7 bags of popcorn.
Well, it gives you that nice dopamine hit. You're like, my brain needs something to survive.
Oh, I was gorging yourself on donuts. By the way, I hope you enjoyed your donuts.
Though Steven brought us donuts. Like, he just showed up and swooped in with a box of donuts. It was the greatest thing. I'm like, we ate bejesus out. They're all gone.
They're so good.
Oh my god, Steven. So, like, I wanted to be sweet because they were all different. Like, Steven just got us this assorted box of amazing donuts. And so I would take a fork and I would cut, like, a little piece out of the donuts just so, like, we both could try all of them. And so Jacob, being a smarmy little shit face last night, he goes, I want a whole donut to myself. He's like, stop cutting out the donuts. And I'm like, okay. F face, which one do you not want? He goes, I am not interested in the blueberry. So I'm like, all right. So I ate the whole damn blueberry. And then last night he was cutting up. No, it was this morning. He was cutting up the donuts. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm cutting up the donut. I'm like, you shove that entire effing donut in your face. He started giggling because I guess he had changed his mind on wanting to share the donut.
You did it.
Such a cat. I'm just like, why don't you just knock them off onto the floor and pee on them?
The problem I have, and you'll have this one day, is that I go, Sam, what kind of donut you want? You want the vanilla with sprinkles you usually get? Yes, I want the vanilla with sprinkles. Okay, we'll get that. So I buy him 2 vanilla sprinkles. I get myself 1 strawberry with powdered sugar on it and another strawberry with sprinkles because those strawberry frosted things are my jam. I get home, say, Sam, here's the donuts. He goes, I want that one. Guess which one it is. Strawberry with sprinkles.
Shit.
Because I am the best father. I said, sure, buddy. You can have this one. Because at the end of the day, the vanilla one's good, too. They're all good. There's no bad donut in the box, or I wouldn't have bought it. But I'm also telling the story because I'm a little bitter.
I would have been like, that's great, but that's not what you asked for. That's mommy's donut. I'll split it with you.
I'm trying to bank time for when I'm in the retirement home that he brings me stuff. He's not, because boys don't take care of their parents. Girls do. Boys just make sure they have food and water. Girls are like there reading them books and stuff, trying to take care of them like you are. But dudes are just like, y'all got old. You got everything you need? Okay, good. I'll see you in a month. You know, like that's how terrible they are.
That's so opposite, because, like, me, I'm just like, are you guys alive? Great. And then Jacob's like, I'll go grocery shopping for you, and I'll help you with your taxes, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. I'm like...
That's because Jacob's the salt of the earth. Jacob does not have a selfish bone in his body. He's like,
when he doesn't want me to cut off a donut.
Okay, yeah, all right. So maybe the people he loves are the ones that get hurt the most. But it's like, oh, I heard a stranger cry from 6 miles away. I'm going to go check on them and see if they need anything. And while I'm away, I'm going to bring them a 6-pack of beer and a bottle of Glenmorangie.
That's who he is. You guys are awesome.
But anyway, it's that time, you guys. It's time to call it a night for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. I have had an amazing time. It's been a good show. You guys are amazing. If you want to email us some notes, some things, you got ideas, hate mail, whatever, hnhshow@gmail.com is the place to do that. If you're new here, as I know some of you have familiar names, but I don't know if you've ever been to the live show in a long, long, long time. Well, we have a chat in our Discord. So you can go to twodorks.net/discord and join the Legion of Dorks over there and lurk around all day while you're working on your computer there, because there's always people
in
talking
your underwear.
There about all kinds of things. And it's a really good time. If you want to help us out, a few ways you can do that is with reviews on your favorite podcasting service of choice. 5 stars, say something nice, and that would be great. And you can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H. Ashley is Fate Kills, P-H-A-T-E Kills. Also, subscribe to our new show we do every Wednesday at 8:30, Staring at Goats, Life in Quarantine, where Lando and Jacob and I sit and talk about things that are going on in the world of COVID-19. As if you don't get enough of that, well, we give it to you with a fresh spin that will no doubt leave you smiling by the end of the day. So enjoy that show. I mean, it's a good, what? You are. You're going to be smiling. You're gonna be like, this
you
is
just
funny.
Made it sound sexy.
It is a sexy
like,
show.
Oh, no, you always leave me satisfied and smiling.
Well, you know Horseshoes and Hand Grenades does. Every Two Dorks product leaves you satisfied. Every single one.
Oh, I can't laugh.
TwoDorks.net/tip if you want to throw us a buck or two. And Patreon.com/TwoDorks if you want to be one of our monthly Patreons like Og and Adam and Steph and my mom. And Ashley's mom and dad, because parents support you, and that's important. But we really appreciate it. Get on in that Discord chat with us. And here we'll leave you with these words of wisdom for the week from Colin Mockery. All right, I'll take it. He says, we all have a dinosaur deep within us just trying to get out. True words. True words. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye.